Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and, well, stuff, really. Any excuse that I can think to play certain tracks I really like at the time, I generally crowbar them into one of those genres. And it's brought to you by myself, Nigel, tonight in the studio, joined by Tim Sinister.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Tim. It's good to have you back. I know you're a semi-regular turner-upper, which is good to have you here, and keeping the music varied and different, which is always good.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to be asked. It's certainly nice to get out of Leeds, where I do my own show.
You do,
so
yes.
We like to cross.
Is it worth doing a rundown of what gothy stuff you get involved with? Because there's quite a list, really, isn't there?
Yeah. My comprehensive resume involves a goth radio show every Tuesday at 10 o'clock on lsrfm.com. I'm also the lead singer of a Sisters of Mercy tribute band called The Marching Men. Trying to think what else I keep my hand in.
You're the blogging goth on Twitter.
Thank you very much. I am the blogging goth on Twitter and obviously my blog. So you can check me out there where I try and write, you know, serious stories as well as kind of hatchet jobs.
So overlapping proper journalism with the goth world of things.
That's the attempt, yeah. It's open to people to judge, I think. Get along, see what you think. And if you have an idea for a story, please get in touch.
Cool. Well, it's probably worth going down what we've played so far. We started there with Quasimodo, a local Leeds band, comprised of, what, ex-Action Direct members, who else is in the band?
Dave Frampton from Rome Burns.
From Rome Burns, and I can't remember the third.
That's Emma Headley, who's also in Dawn of Elysium, a Bradford band. So
yes,
even more local to our listeners.
Absolutely. And yes, they are now Quasimodo and getting quite a good reception all round, really. They've played a couple of times in Leeds. I can't remember if they played in Bradford for Howard or not. Have they yet? I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure they have, but I can't bring it to mind. When we are not the most on-the-ball people, are we?
No, we really should do our research.
Oh, dear.
Yes, they're very solidly received locally, and that is off their first EP that they've only just released. So if you go to quasimodo.org.uk, you can download, I think it's a 6-track EP.
It is.
And that is called Liberty, Equality and Atrocity. And that track was Soldier of Love. So great stuff from the local lads. Looking forward to seeing more stuff from them and more live gigs.
Yeah. Before tonight's show, actually, I did, for the benefit of the listeners, I did actually text Nigel and say, are you playing any Quasimodo tonight? Because I fancy playing Soldier of Love by Quasimodo. So absolutely, we both independently thought we want to play this song, and that's how good these guys are. So
absolutely,
check them out.
I don't think I've actually played anything else off the EP to myself, even like listening in the car or anything. I went straight to that track.
Yeah,
so I'll have a listen to the rest of the EP and possibly play stuff off that on future shows. Right, shall we carry on with the tunes?
Let's do it. That's what they're here for.
Yeah, we have something chosen by you. Do you want to let us know?
Yeah, that's right. I've decided to nip back to the golden 90s now, and I've gone with a Rosetta Stone track. It's a cover of a Beatles song, no less. This is Helter Skelter by Rosetta Stone.
Down and down and down. I'll do anything for you. Got money, just tell me what you want me to. Got money, nail me up against the wall. Got money, don't want everything, he wants it all. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take that away from me. Thank you.
Well, listeners, we seem to have a small CD failure there. I might have to give that a fight. Tim, do you just want to have a slight reaction to what we've just played there?
I'm so sorry, everyone, about my track fall I go about. I'll tell you what it is. I would say the equipment is in shock at what came before. Yes, you did, in fact, just hear a mashup between Head Like a Hole by Nine Inch Nails and Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. And the most terrifying thing about it is how accurately it worked.
I thought it was absolutely brilliant. However, I'm completely understanding people getting upset at... such a mashup between a very significant pop track and probably a track that I think a lot of us, well, certainly people of my age, we got into the kind of industrial world of things by listening to Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the pop rock crossover into industrial. It was the gateway band.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I do think you've got to kind of maintain a bit of a sense of humour about it.
But yeah, that's exactly why I played it, because
it was funny.
It really, it puts a grin on most people's faces,
for all the wrong reasons.
But it does kind of flow back into what I was going to mention in the news, which is what traditionally gets played in this segment. The news, Trent Reznor has announced Nine Inch Nails are to return. He's rebuilt the band. And I kind of get the impression that he's kind of going to reimagine Nine Inch Nails a little bit. They're going to be not quite exactly the same. But then
are they having a reboot, like all the popular movie series? Are they having a reboot?
Quite possibly. Well, he's kept something like two of the live lineup. And he's now got Eric Avery, who was the bass player in Jane's Addiction, joining him. And one other guy who I don't seem to have notes for. From Tel Aviv, Tel Aviv. But certainly from the blog post Trent has posted, it sounds like he's just going to try and make it fresh. But that's something kind of obvious anyway. He wouldn't keep the Nine Inch Nails sound too stagnant. He's evolved over time.
Yeah, absolutely. As all good sound should, really.
Yeah. So essentially, I think he's got a handful of gigs spotted around the US sometime this year, probably dipping in and out of Thingy Angels project he's got.
I've lost complete track of what Reznor's up to, I've got to be honest.
I'm kicking myself for not knowing the name, but Something Angels is his band with him and his wife who are touring this year in the US. He'll also be throwing together a couple of Nine Inch Nails gigs in the US, but I believe he's announced that essentially the Nine Inch Nails are going to go worldwide tour in 2014, summer 2014. So it's not a big surprise. I think when Nine Inch Nails were doing their last tour, we're calling it a day kind of thing. I'm pretty sure I said on the show that it won't be the last thing we'll ever hear. We might hear it again in a few years' time, or we might bring it back in a different form.
It was mad to believe that he would retire it at a point when they're still very popular and still realistically have a lot to give. So,
well, I think it was just possibly an excuse to have a really fun tour, then a couple of years off, because he essentially did this final tour, so everyone came to it because it was billed as a final thing. He got loads of guest artists involved on stage. Every single tour event, I think, was a different set list. So it wasn't like you go to Manchester, then do the London one and see the same set list again. He tweaked the set list every single time.
That's incredible.
So people who followed him around could get to hear like loads of tracks that never got played live that often. I think he's essentially just thinking, right, you know, I can take a few years off. He ended up doing film scores.
Yes, that's right.
He had a kid. So you're not going to want to be away from home on tour if you've got a kid for the first couple of years.
But why announce it all over? I mean, was that just a shallow marketing trick?
I think it wasn't exactly worded like that. And after the tour, he did actually say, look, I didn't say it was never going to happen again. It's just over for now.
Splitting hairs there.
It is. And, you know, maybe it's partly shallow marketing trick. But even if a band like that said, we're not going to tour for 3 to 5 years at minimum, we don't know when or if we're coming back, I'd probably still go anyway.
Yeah, no, that's true. You wouldn't risk it, would you?
No. Right. What else have I got listed on the news? I've got Quasimodo releasing something. Yeah, get over to quasimodo.org.uk. It's a free download for that track. Mm-hmm. Well, for the whole EP. Trent Reznor. How to Destroy Angels is...
That's it,
the
name
with
of his
wife.
Yes.
Eureka Machine's third album has actually been released. Well, it's certainly been released to everyone who's pledged for it. I can't remember if there's a different release date for the people who are normally buying it.
I think there might be.
Because I did the pledging thing, I haven't kept track of the normal release date, so I don't know if that's passed or not yet. So you'll have to take my apologies. If you want to go and buy it, get over to Eureka Machine's website and see if it's available for proper purchase yet. I do have a track with me tonight that I'm going to play later on in the show. But I don't think I've got that queued up next. I'm trying to remember. I actually can't remember what I've got queued up next.
CD malfunction has led to a memory malfunction for us, hasn't it?
I do have it. I've remembered now. Voster, the track, which is the band Voster, Scott from Ivardensphere, I think, and Jamie from ESA, who's a West Yorkshire lad. Combining together, and their first ever live gig is going to be at Resistance Festival later on in the month.
Good grief. That's starting on a high, isn't it? Wow.
It is indeed. And they've released one track, which is a free download. So if you go to the Resistance Festival website and find the link to the... You can buy a CD of a track of every artist. If you follow that link, you end up at the Deathwatch Asia Bandcamp webpage, I believe, which, you know, the CD's released on Deathwatch Asia. And there's a number of tracks, and I think the Voster track is one of the free downloads of the album. So if you want to hear it and want to download that MP3, follow that route, Deathwatch Asia. I think if you go to Deathwatch Asia and then go to the digital download section of Deathwatch Asia, I couldn't find this particular album.
So you have to go via the Resistance website.
Actually, I think I'm now remembering the way I managed it. You go to Deathwatch Asia website, but not the digital download section. You go to the normal physical store, find the Resistance album.
Oh, okay.
And then on that page, there's a link to the digital download of it, which it was really crazy. They may have fixed it by now. I haven't been back.
And
in
they said
weeks.
The internet would make these things easier.
It's hidden there. Maybe it's there as a kind of a gem. But yeah, I've got that ready to play next. So
let's do it.
Let's hope we can recover from the CD failure and here's of some Voster. right. You are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. And you heard there The Cult with Rain, a classic kind of Roth goth track from way back in the day. And I was just remembering, I've actually got that on CD because I remember I actually had to transfer that from vinyl. I had to record it into a computer and record it onto a CD.
So that's authentically from vinyl.
It's authentically from vinyl, but not only that, I remember when I picked that up, the Rain vinyl CD single, 12-inch, I bought it cheap in a record shop because the record shop had acquired a load of water-damaged stock. So I've actually got the Rain 12-inch with a big watermark across the front cover, and the cover's bent, but the vinyl was fine inside.
Yeah.
So it's like, I've got Rained on Rain.
That's commendable dedication and attention to detail.
It was a complete accident. Before that, we had the Cranes with Jewel.
That's right. Old choice for me. I first heard that song on the Nocturnal kind of 80s goth compilation about 10 years ago now, and it's always stayed as a kind of little favourite in my heart, so that was a pleasure to hear again.
And before that, we had Vosta, which is the new band from Jamie from ESA, with Takeover, which is the one track you can download from the Deathwatch Asia website, and they'll be playing at the Resistance Festival later on this month. In fact, they'll be their first ever gig will be at the Resistance Festival later on this month, which nicely brings us into the gig club and stuff going on guide for the upcoming few weeks. I've got in front of me Saturday on 9th and 10th of March, so Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th of March is Leeds Steampunk Market. Now, this is the Left Bank in Leeds. I think they're doing the same as last time, where they've had such an influx of kind of requests for stalls and such a limited amount of space at the Left Bank that they're having different stalls on the Saturday and Sunday. So if you get down for one day, you might well get down for the other as well, just to see all the different stalls. Mm-hmm. And it's usually just a really nice event to wander around, have tea and cake, and see all the stuff, even if you're not there for particularly purchasing anything in particular.
I had a look at the event myself. They didn't mention on the Facebook event, and I haven't visited the website, but they sometimes have artists' musical performances.
Oh, that's true.
Comedy, like dramatic
stuff
going on. So there is also, you know, a bit of entertainment whilst you sit down and sip tea and polish your goggles, which is not a metaphor, sorry.
No, it's not. It sounds like it should be. But yes, if you're looking for more information, get onto Facebook and search for the Facebook event for Leeds Steampunk Market. The majority of the details are there. I don't think they've got a particular website. They power everything through Facebook.
I think so, yeah.
Tim, did you say there's another gig going on?
I did. I was invited to a Suicide by Cop gig here in Bradford at the Castle Hotel. Suicide by Cop has Alec Marlowe as its lead singer. Alec Marlowe is, of course, also the lead singer in Dawn of Elysium. Dawn of Elysium's bassist, Emma Headley, is in Quasimodo, who were played on this show earlier. So there's about 10 whole goth musicians in all of West Yorkshire, and they're all in the same 25 bands. But that will be playing Saturday at 8 o'clock at the Castle Hotel. I'm afraid I don't know how much it is, but I do know it's their last gig with their current drummer. So they are hoping to, they're going to play apparently an extended set of as much of their material as they can to give their drummer Stevie a good old send-off.
Awesome.
So that comes recommended. They're kind of a post-punk rock sound as well, so they come recommended.
Cool. That's here in Bradford. I think the rest of the lineup I've got in front of me isn't too Bradfordy based, but it's a bit kind of West Yorkshire based, so that's my excuse for listing it. The following week, we have, on Saturday the 16th of March, the Wendy House is over in Leeds at the Student Union there, the University Student Union. I've got to specify that because there's also the Metropolitan University that's also got a Student Union. So, no, it's the University Student Union. It runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. It's £5 on the door. And the website is www.thewendyhouse.org, and there's also Facebook events. There's usually a theme. I think this month's theme is Anything Goes, so how that's that different from not having a theme, I'm not quite sure, but it sounds good anyway. Following that, Tuesday the 19th of March, we have a gig at the Brudenell Social Club in Leeds, which is Berlin Black, Tinnick and Republica. This is Berlin Black, who have been played on the show before quite a few times.
On mine as well. Yes, they're very prolific guys.
Yep, good stuff from Chris Tuke and the guys. Actually, it's Berlin Black and the Shades of Grey. They're continually listed as Berlin Black and the Shades of Grey now.
They are, but I think they're quietly not using the Shades of Grey tag, considering the other popular use of the Shades of Grey.
Right. Tenek, I believe they share at least one member with Mesh. More electronic band, and Tenek are quite electronic. I think I might have played one track on this show a while back. I might even have something in my CD bag tonight. Depends if I get around to playing anything. But they have this element to them, like Mesh, I found, where on CD they're recorded incredibly clean and polished. And I've got a very... I think clean is just the best word for the sound. So it sounds just very studio-driven. But when you see them live... exactly the same with Mesh, everything just gets a bit more lively and a bit more rock and roll, and I think maybe the guitars get turned up to 11 or something. It just gets a bit more lively, and I've always preferred Mesh live. They're really good live. I think Tenek, I've seen once before, and they're exactly the same combo I've discovered. They seem to have this kind of more passion and heavier guitars live, so well worth getting along to that. But Republica, again... I believe it's that Republica from the...
Yes.
Was it late 80s and early 90s?
Yes, I came across them in the 90s, definitely.
And I think they're doing that thing like a lot of bands of that era. They're going, oh, we might make some money by touring again. And I've seen them on a couple of gig lists recently. In the last 6 months to a year. So they seem to be going around, and I'm just hoping they're as good as I remember them to be. But I never saw them live back in the day. So
this is your chance.
This
to
is
kind
my
of
chance.
Recapture that history.
And also, I hope they won't be just, you know, two good songs and that's it. but you know,
that's it. Sell the gig, Nigel. Sell it.
I'm there anyway. I already have my ticket for this gig. Tickets are £14 in advance. There's details on the Facebook event, and Republica hopefully will be absolutely awesome. I will probably natter on this show about how good they were or not afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me, I should actually mention something about the Flock gig at the weekend. But we'll get on with upcoming gigs first. That's a Sunday, the 31st of March, is the Phono reunion at the Wire.
It is indeed.
The only details I've got here are what you told me about 10 minutes before the show, which was at the Wire. There's probably a Facebook event for it, and it's called the Phono reunion.
There is a Facebook event. Sadly, I have a glitch on my phone, which means I'm constantly locked in the same loop over the next 2 weeks, and every time I refresh it, it brings up 2 weeks.
From the previous Phono reunion events, it's usually started around 10-ish. It's never really said on the event guide how long it's going to go on
for. No, it tends to just go on, I think, until they run out of beer or the staff get tired. So there's your challenge. Tire out the bar staff.
Absolutely. So if you need more details, get onto the Facebook event. It's probably worth checking that kind of thing nearer the time anyway, because sometimes details change. But also, on the 29th to the 31st of March is the Resistance Festival over in Sheffield at the Corporation. Now, I could tell you lots about this, but essentially I'm just going to list all the bands who are playing. Ascetic Perfection, Alien Vampires, Altered Arune, Black Ops, Sea Lector, Cease to Exist, Cell Dweller, Chain Reactor, Psygnosic, Ivansphere, Method Cell, Neurotic Fish, Noise Effects, Fosgore, Seabound, Surgeon, Terra Low Cost, Uberbite, and Voster.
It sounds like you're speaking a foreign language. That's incredible.
It is... Yeah, it's kind of crazy. There's a lot of bands there. I think there's about four, maybe five UK ones and a lot of international ones.
It's becoming a real kind of gateway event is Resistance. It's becoming absolutely the industrial kind of festival Europe.
I believe you could buy like a weekend ticket for Saturday and Sunday, but there's... the Friday night was kind of a Resistance warm-up, which I think had a couple of the bands that I've listed there playing the Resistance warm-up. So to see all those bands, you needed to have a Friday ticket and a Saturday and Sunday ticket. And I believe I read on Facebook earlier this week that the Friday tickets have now sold out. So if you haven't already got one, you're not going to get to see the bands on Friday.
But there should be enough left on Saturday to satisfy the most ardent fan.
I believe there'll still be Saturday and Sunday tickets. But yes, so that is looking very good. You're right. It's going from nothing to getting a very good reputation.
It's relatively new. It's only a couple of years old.
There's only been two so far. This is the third. And yeah, the guys, Leeton and I can't remember the other chap's name who powers it, have done a very good job of getting a very good reputation off the mark. You know, well done them.
Mm. I wonder if I could just mention one event as well that's been sadly omitted. On the 23rd of March, it is Kick in the Eye. The library. From the people who bring you Flock comes a night of dedicated only 80s goth. As they say on the event, break out the crimpers, slap on the black eyeliner, hit the dance floor for a night of the best goth music from the 80s. These are always really popular for some reason, considering, you know, the 80s were a long time ago and most fans are regarded with some criticism. But no, these are always huge events. It's at the library where Flock is. It starts at 9 and it goes on until 2. It's got 70 people already confirmed as attending on the Facebook event. And as well as having Ferno Paul, your stalwart DJ of Flock, it also has guest DJs including, why, yours truly, Tim Sinister from the Dark Artist Radio Show and the Marching Men Sisters Tribute Band. I will also be guest DJing at Kick in the Eye on the 23rd of March. Thank you very much. I'm very excited.
Just blowing your own trumpet there a little bit. I bet you.
What can I say?
No, understandably, though, it's like you say, it's a very popular night. People really do enjoy that. They get out to it. And it's not the same crowd who end up at the Flock every month.
It isn't,
there's an overlap, but there is some people
who
make it.
Some people only
out.
Come to that, yeah.
Which is, I think, a great thing, mixing up the crowd, seeing new people and faces. Again, with things like the Ferno reunion, you see a lot of faces there who don't get to a lot of the regular monthly events.
So
good stuff there. I think it's. I don't know, I think I've forgotten to do this almost every show, but that's when I talk about a gig in advance, I really should mention them after the fact.
As to how they went, yeah.
As to how they went. And this last weekend, we did have, at the Flock, we had the Zeitgeist Zero 10th anniversary tour. Yes. Tim is just showing me a photo on his phone of a photo at that library.
Saying we've got like 5 minutes to go.
Have we?
Yes, it's 5:02.
It's 5:02. All right.
Sorry, that's what I was showing you. I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to show that blow my trumpet with the photo that much, no.
No, okay, yes, that's a very good point. Yes, I'll quickly wrap up. Zeitgeist Zero, it was well worth getting there. There was two support bands. I missed the first one, unfortunately, which worth saying, if you want to see, what's it, Tokyo...
Tokyo Witch Hunt.
Witch Hunt. Someone filmed the entire set and put it on YouTube.
That's
so search for... It turned up there like late on Sunday. Someone got it on YouTube really quickly.
That's incredible.
So you could, I think it was all the set or either all barring the last song. So it's well worth... If you wanted to know what you missed with Tokyo Witch Hunt, get onto YouTube. It's there.
They come recommended.
Right. I do have a track lineup which isn't that gothy. It's pop rock, if anything.
Mm.
It does have a goth connection in one of its members. but this is from the latest Eureka Machines album that I said earlier I couldn't work out whether it was actually out yet or not. It's certainly out for the people who have pledged for it, which is all the excuse you need for pledging for things.
Absolutely.
But this, the video's on YouTube. I'd recommend you check it out. But
hell yes.
Dead catchy. This is Popstar.
Love to play and disobey the book. master. I want to be the king. So I buy my confidence from a man with a silver queen. I'm gonna be the leader. I'm gonna rule all I should be. And I'll sell my mom and dad for my 15 minutes of fame.
Was the absolutely awesome Eureka Machines, Leeds based.
Yes.
And like I said, they've just released the their new album Remaining Hope to
the Pledge Pledges. Crowd.
Mm. Pledge Crowd. God knows whether it's actually released to the general public yet. If not, it will be soon, no doubt. Well, I think the CDs are in the post for the Pledges, so they've got physical copies. I don't see why they wouldn't be releasing it soon. Mm. Did you just boot part of the
I did. I pulled my chair forward, and something under the deck just went rattle. So, sorry.
Well, the sound's still going out, so we haven't broken anything.
That's crucial.
That is very crucial. And trying to think of what else I was going to mention. Talking about Pledges, yeah, the Rhombus album does sound like it's coming along stormingly.
Absolutely,
if you're following the Pledges,
yes.
On that.
Every update from them seems to include the name of another well-known kind of goth alternative performer who has donated their vocals to the project.
It does seem it is a list of anyone and everyone who's in the goth world of music over the last 6 to 12 months have just been mentioned on there, going, oh, look who we had in for guest vocals. Ooh,
incredible.
Look who we had playing on this track. Ooh, look, adding guitars over here. It's, I think, the goth HQ of Rhombus must just be, like, signposted on a map somewhere.
Absolutely.
Showing, yes. Oh, you're coming for
they
that
should
band.
Get a blue plaque. Sorry, a black plaque a black on the wall.
I think, yeah, you'll be giving Ed ideas if he ever hears this.
Oh, no. Good Lord, it's not good.
They already have the Rhombus.
They do. A converted police riot van.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. A former police riot van converted now to be a band tour bus. You know these guys mean business.
Especially with the personalised plate. Pretty much
yes,
reads Rhombus.
Right.
Yes, we still need to fill some time. What else were we going to cover? I'm pretty sure there was other
things. This is the beating heart of the goth news world here, isn't it? I mean, we are plugged in. We've talked about our events. I suppose I could just say I'm on air every Tuesday. Actually, I think next week is my last broadcast. Will be Tuesday at 10 p.m. on www.lsrfm.com.
Are you taking a break?
Closed down for, it's a university radio station, so it's closed down for half term.
Oh, I see.
And half term for university students is about a month, I think.
So. Really?
Something ridiculous. So we're off air for about a month, I think.
I always had it in my head that half term was like a week and a half,
yeah,
or something.
It should
but
be.
It's almost a month or something.
It's almost a month.
So you're taking a break. So if you want to listen to Tim's show, check it out in the next week. Or if not, wait another month.
Yes, please.
Do you have podcasts that appear? Because I spotted one or two.
They do.
Is it a bit of a manual process and you kind of got to poke someone to do it?
I need to get in like 24 hours after it's been broadcast, and I don't live near my studio, so it's a bit of a struggle fitting that in and around work and university.
I see. So that's why they've not always appeared straight away.
Absolutely. But, do get along to lsrfm.com where you can at least listen to some of my podcasts.
Yes. Right, what track have we got lined up next? Because I don't have it in my list here.
Oh, my next track I've asked to be played, if it is track three.
It is.
It is Laura by the Fields of the Nephilim.
Okay, well, we won't dive into that just yet. We need to kill, 10 more seconds? So, thank you for listening.
Thank you, everyone.
Check in a fortnight's time. This is it for us tonight. We'll be back in a fortnight. And, like I say, check out DAXsimulation.org for set lists and things. And if you've got any news or are in a band and you want us to hear your tunes, drop me a line. Get onto the bcbradio.co.uk website, and there should be a link to the radio show there. And a link to my email address or some way of getting in touch, just drop me a line at bcbradio.co.uk, and we'll be back in a fortnight's time. Good night.
Good night.